Yeah, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter. Cause all my life I've been fighting.
Oh, jeez. I'm a cheese McGreeze. I'm just making up words that hopefully they end up rhyming. Like, I, well, you know the ridiculousness. It means that we're live. This is the show that you tuned into, The Daily Shift, and I hope you all are ready for your Tuesday as your Monday ends or has ended. I don't know at this point. Like, it all depends on your time zone. And with that being said, that's not the only thing on your time zone. Another thing that depends on your time zone is buying what you don't need. Like, I mean, let's face it. Some stores are open later than others, right? Especially in your area. I mean, some people will be like, oh, well, this store closes at this time for me. Anyway, as we're not going to get into it. We are going to get into it. Is just saying, like, I mean, like, how many people have bought things that they don't need? Like, for instance, you can get the box set of Batman for $30, but you don't like the entire Batman series. You only like the first one. You know, like, or buy two, get one free. You know, and it's like, well, I can just pay $2 more and get, like, another one, you know? Is that, like, what do you do? Do you steer clear of that? I think I do. I try to. Like, even though it says, like, you can get, like, another one for blah, blah, blah price, I'm like, ah, I don't need that many. Most of the time, it depends on what it is. Like, headphones, man, two for, like, 15, and they're really good headphones, even though they're, like, I like wired headphones. I'm one of those people. Yes, I'm one of them. I think I would just keep, yeah, no, I would definitely go for the deal. Not all the time. Not every deal is a deal, because you got to think about, like, do you think about it, by the way, like, oh, well, this item is going to be great for this. This item is going to be great for that. Do you try to gift it? Ooh. Right? Now people are like, well, maybe I should start getting the 2 for 3 or the whatever. Two for three. I wish things were 2 for 3. I wish everything. If you buy it in bundles, it was just 2 for 3. They're not allowed to, like, make it any other price. They can add zeros to it, like 2 for 300, 2 for 30, but you cannot go over the 2 for 3 factor. Well, unless you want to give, like, 4 for 2. That'll be fine. 4 for 1. That makes me have questions on what's happening with this product. But you get it. Oh, man. I'm thinking about other places now. Anyway, if you could, buying what you need more than one product, even though you only need one, would you buy the other one? Even if it's on, like, a special or type of deal? I've left things before for that, you know? Because it is a deal, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't need that many. So I would just buy the one. I've bought the one just before. But would I continuously do it knowing, like, I don't know. It depends on the product and if I need it, you know? If I really need it. Like, you know, like, I don't know. What's something? Oh, like a bath towel. Let's say a bath towel. Something that mostly everybody can, like, relate to, or, like, yeah, a bath towel. I'm not getting a white bath towel, though. That's asking for trouble. If I see somebody wipe themselves off with a white bath towel, and then it's no longer white, first of all, I have questions. Like, why are you still here? No, I'm kidding. It's just gross. I can't, like, I have white bath towels, but if I see somebody, like, wipe off themselves with, like, a white bath towel and it's not white after that, I don't know if we can talk anymore. I don't know, like, what else. Like, you know, it's, even if, anyway. But no, as we digress from the main topic of this, which is, I do think that buying two of something is a good thing. You have a backup, but like it's not helpful to man. I don't even know. You know what? Yeah, I think no. I'm going back and forth on this. Like, who else is, right? This is a tough one. No, some people are like, no, it's not. It's very simple. It's a simple answer. It's not simple for me. You know, I think, man, buying what? Okay, so I would definitely just, I would go with the whatever. I would go with the two. Oh, man. Yeah, I wouldn't go for the 2 for $3. I would buy the one product that was like, this is the full price, this is what you're getting, blah blah blah. Even though, like, it's like, well, you can get this 2 for $3 or blah blah blah, or 2 for $5 or 8 for $75, you know, whatever, I don't care. I would go for the full price thing. Why? Because I trust the reliability. They have faith in that product, so that way you can go ahead and purchase it at full price. Not to say that the other products aren't as good, but they're like, trust us when we say we don't even have to sell this at a discount. It's just that good. I like that. I like that a lot, so I would go with that. And with that being said, I think it's time for a break. Oh, can we do that finally? Right here, right now. I would love that more than anything. So we're going to do it. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to do, what do we have? The question? We have the question of the day. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you know how to find us. CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Spotify. You can also find us on anchor.fm, anchor.fm, and you can find us there. And you can send us voice messages and, like messages, if you want to just type them out. You can also do the same thing on Instagram, voice messages, and type them out. Of course, you know how to use Instagram. If you don't, I'm going to let you know how to find us. Daily Shift 4. Daily Shift 4. You don't have to type it out, F-O-U-R. All you have to do is just press that one numerical button, and you'll be there. Daily Shift 4. Also, you can check us out on Wisdom, where we'll be doing after-show talks from the lunch break and the daily shift. So there's so many ways. There's no excuse not to listen. And with that being said, we want you to listen to this quick break, and we're going to be right back. Keep it locked. Another day, another Monday. Wait, should it be another week, another Monday? Either way, you're here, you're tuned in, and I thank you for tuning in. I hope you are enjoying the show as we get ready for Tuesday, Monday. Oh, Monday. Oh, Monday. What are we going to do with you? I hope everyone is enjoying it as we get ready for the question of the day. And it has to do a little bit something with, like, if you could change a series, would you? Like, what What series, like, think about your favorite series right now you've ever seen. Sopranos, Game of Thrones, Parks and Recreation, The Office. Take your pick. Would you change the ending of those series? I know some that I wouldn't touch at all. Like, for one, we can start with, like, Parks and Recreation. That had a really, really good ending. If you haven't seen Parks and Recreation, I recommend going and checking it out. Like, it's gotta be, it's one of the greatest. It's one of the greatest ones. Like, what about The Office? Can we talk about The Office too? Like, that's gotta be one of the great. Like, it's, there's so many that are just so good. But would you change any of their endings? Or even movies. Movies, I think I would change. There are some movies that I watch over and over again. I'm like, I wish I could change this ending. Like, what TV show or movie has made you just, like, made you want to change it? Like, I don't know. Not that it's bad, a bad ending or anything like that. But it's just, like, one of those endings that it's like, I wish I could change this to make it, like, I wish everyone could have a happy ending. I don't know. I can't think of one at the moment. Oh, my gosh. I thought I had, like, tons, but maybe I don't. I think I'm limited. I think I'm limited when it comes to, like, the movies or whatever that I would end. Oh, wow. One new one that I would alter is not Murder on the Orient Express. The Kill Train. That doesn't even sound like a movie. The A Train? No. The A Train is a wrestler. what is this movie called? Like, and it has Brad Pitt in it. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Like, Bullet Train. I would change, and I'm not going to say what, but I would change some of that in there because that was just so sad. Like, to see, like, I wanted everybody to be happy. Was that really Brad Pitt and Meet Joe Black? I didn't know that. Like, so I'm learning, and I hope we're all learning here. But anyway, what I do hope that we're learning is that this show is it has no direction. Like, somebody needs to lay some tracks down for this. Like, not tracks as in music. You know what? Tracks down so that way this show has somewhere to go. Because this show never has anywhere to go. We're just... like, it's just randomness. Randomness that I hope you folks enjoy. Just like you can enjoy it multiple random places while you're walking around. I see what I did there. Like, somebody was like, yeah, I see what you did. Good one. Anyway, but you can find us on anchor.fm where you can listen to the podcast. You can also listen on iTunes, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Stitcher. So many different ways to listen to the show. And I hope that you listen on Jukebox Radio, where you can also listen on MySpin and also Outside the Box. And it's not just this show that's on there. There's plenty of others. There are tons of ways to listen to different shows and different types of media. It's just great. Anyway, with that being said, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do the facts, which I know some people are excited for, which means that I am very underwhelmed for them. No, I'm kidding. But no, the facts are coming up. We're going to do the facts. I have no idea what they're going to be today. It's always random. It's always fun. Just like the show, which is why you should keep it locked right here. I don't know. With that being said, we'll see you We will see you after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it locked.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. She does.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm drinking. When was the last time you actually had orange juice? Just not just because it's breakfast, but because you think it's gonna help you, like, or soup. Because you think it's going to help you. That's where I'm at right now. I'm still in that phase. But I'm also, like, mixing in, like, obviously, like I said, I have, like, cheese over the weekend. Literally just a stick of cheese. And that's, like, one of the worst things, supposedly, that you could have when you're sick. So there's that. But there's also things that you can do. Listen to the facts. And that's going to help you get through any sickness. Okay, that's not true. It might help, though. There's no proof that it doesn't help. I want to go here. 28 fun things to do when you're bored and sick at home. Now, of course, I'm guessing this is depending on what kind of sick you mean, but of course, that's up to you. The healthsessions.com is where you could go to follow along if you wish to. It's going to be THEHEALTHSESSIONS.com 28 fun things to do when you're home. I'm sorry, when you're bored and sick at home. So let's get started with number one, shall we? And of course, some of these have titles click and learn a little bit more about. Number one, write your best friend a postcard. Well, I think I would just send a text message. You know, at this point, I mean, that's what I got. I just got a whole bunch of text messages. If I look in the mailbox, though, and see a postcard, I will be pleasantly surprised by that. That would be a nice gesture. Number two. Wait, what? Why did it write me? Who to who? Anyway, number two. Curl up under a soft blanket with a good cup of tea and an easy book. I didn't have the energy to read. I didn't have it in me. I didn't even have the energy to watch. Actually, oh wow, that's number three. Actually, have a movie marathon. Number three is have a movie marathon. You could pick an interesting theme like travel, art history, or anything starring Ryan Gosling. That's actually funny. But no, I didn't even have the energy to watch any other. Like, they were on in the background just to have the noise there. Like, to try to help me sleep, because like I said, I was in so much, like, my tension headache was so severe that I could not sleep. Like, every time I tried to, my head would be like, hey, by the way, do you remember that I'm hurting you? Number four, do crafts work. String beads into a bracelet, have a go at knitting, or try painting by numbers. I don't know what painting by numbers is, but there's a hyperlink there, so I can click that afterwards and see what that means, because that Sounds interesting. Give yourself a soothing foot massage. I couldn't even sit upright, let alone give myself a foot massage. So forget that. That's out. Number six, create a playlist with happy songs and sing along. Oh, that's every. I mean, I just love music in general. So there we go. Number seven, browse your cookbooks or food blogs for an easy but healthy meal. No, there's no way. But it depends. Like I said, it depends on like the sickness that you have. Like, I mean, it depends on how sick you are and things like that. Number eight, call your mom. It says mum, M-U-M. So that's why I said it like that. Call your mom. No way. No one in the world will make you feel better when you're sick. I think I can speak for a lot of people when I say this. Grandma. No, I'm sorry. Grandma, like, she could make everyone feel better. Like, grandma is the one person everyone will listen to, no matter what. Even if it's like, oh, well, you need to put your foot behind your head and, like, turn yourself into a pretzel. Oh, man. Like, you'll do it. And everybody in the family will be doing it. Your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your kids, your cat, your dog, your rabbit, whatever pets you have, everybody will be doing it, whatever your grandma says. I think that is the one figure. Even your grandpa, like, even though he wouldn't want to do it, like, at this point, he would be immune to it. Like, he'd just be like, I don't have to do it. I've done it for years now. Like, you know, like, she's made me do that for years. I don't have to do it anymore. Harold, come on. Anyway, number nine. Do you physically feel unwell, but have your mind is still up for a challenge? Have a go at Sudoku and crossword puzzles. Play Mahjong. Watch TED Talks or listen to captivating podcasts like The Daily Shift. If you're sick, I don't think that this show is going to make you feel any better. You might have more of a headache at the end of it all. I think you might have more of a headache. I think you might need more medicine. This show is like a frying pan to the head. Like, it's not as soothing as you would think. Number 10, give your bedroom a mini makeover. Okay. They're like doing stuff that's active. Like, I've recently learned over the weekend, like, after I eat something, I like to be active. Like, I want to go out and do something. Like, I want to go and, I don't know, like, go for a walk after. Like, at first, like, does anyone have, like, dinner routines? Like, watch TV while they're having dinner or have dinner, like, and have, like, conversation with their significant other or their kids and all that kind of stuff. I liked watching TV and having dinner. Even if, like, my significant other is there, I like the TV on in the background. Just to like, it's also, like, a conversation piece, you know? Like, oh, yeah, did you see that? Did you want to watch that later? Whatever. But when it comes to, like, giving a makeover when I'm sick, absolutely not. Like, I after dinner, like, I'll go for a walk. Like, I recently started going for a walk. Recently. Because I was like, this is nice. I'm like working off a little bit of it, you know, going for a nice, I don't mean like, you know, down the block and then back. I mean like going for like an actual walk, like I have the little thing on that it says like, oh, you went for like 2 miles, and it's like, okay, cool. You know, not that that's, whatever. But yeah, I like to do stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. But that mini makeover thing, I do know. I do know that I don't like that. That they can keep that one. That's a little too much. Well, what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have the entertainment to talk about. There's lots happening there. So with that being said, that's something that you don't want to miss. Why? Because this is the Daily Shift, and you know the ways to find us. You can find us on CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcast, Podcaster, formerly known as Anchor.fm. You can send us messages on there. You can also send us messages and talk to us directly on the Wisdom app. And you could also be a host there, just like we host on the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio. And don't forget about the other fantastic hosts and other fantastic shows on those channels, just like the other channels such as My Vibe, The Jazz Lounge. So there's always ways to listen. All you have to do is just tune in. And, oh, I keep forgetting, we are also on Amazon now. So another way to listen, which I hope you do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift, and we will see you after the break for the entertainment. Keep it locked.
There ain't no room for things to change when we are both so deeply stuck in our ways. You can't deny how hard I tried. I changed who I was to put you both first, but now I give up. Go easy on me, baby. I was still a child, didn't get the chance to feel the world around me.
Well, isn't this just exciting? I could sound more enthusiastic when I say that, right? I will say that a friend of mine, they saw Black Adam. And I told them not to spoil anything. I told them not to say anything or anything like that. YouTube keeps trying to ruin it for me with like trailers and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, no, please stop. I'll click the not interested button immediately. Even though I clearly am interested, but I don't want YouTube to know that, because then it's going to keep throwing stuff at my face. I'm like, well, I've just seen the whole movie via trailer. What is it? My friend, he was telling me that Black Adam was really good. He didn't say it was really good. I told him not to say anything, and I told him not to like put it on a scale of 1 to 10 or anything like that. And he was like, I'm going to see it again. And I was like, darn it, you just told me. Like, he even set the stage for it. He was like, oh, I don't usually watch superhero movies. And I was like, well, then you really just set the scale. Without setting a scale, you set a scale. Like, you didn't know you were doing it, but you did. Like, you don't usually watch, like, superhero movies, and then you said you're going to see it again. That means it's a really good movie. And then there was whatever. I'm over it. I just, from now on, I'm not going to even talk to people. I'm not going to talk to people when a movie that I want to see is coming out. I'm not going to talk to people about it. I'm going to be like that one Key and Peele sketch. I'm sorry, just the one in spoilers. We're just talking about the trailer. I don't want spoilers. That's going to be me. Now, I know a ton of people are probably looking it up. It's like, what is he talking about? It's pretty funny. Anyway. Black Adam, that's out, and I want to see that. That's going to be happening soon. You can also watch Halloween Ends. What else is out at this point? I mean, there's a lot. I want to watch, is it Gemma? I don't remember. what it's called, but it was like the dance and all that kind of stuff. It was just, people were like, the dance, what are you talking about? You know what, I'm gonna find it, hold on, because it's a real thing, it happened. Gemma, what is it? Emma, what is this movie? Like, why, Megan, oh my gosh, it's Megan. Megan with a 3, M3GAN. So that movie looks pretty good. It looks like it's going to be a really fright of a good time. That was terrible. I'm never going to. Okay. I'm sorry. I need to apologize for you folks who had to hear that. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of stuff to happen with movies, I think, like coming up, and just TV shows in general. House of the Dragon, Lord of the Rings, The Ring of Power, as it's called. I wonder if they're going to do a Harry Potter TV show. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Like, I hope they do. Anyway, I think it's time to call it a night, right? We're there now, right? We're at that point where we can just say, you know, we're done with this. We don't want any more. Thanks, Clutch, but no thanks. Anyway, I hope everyone enjoyed their Monday as we head into Tuesday. If it is already Tuesday, then good morning. But in the chance that it's already Monday night, and you're about to head to bed, then good night. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you next time. Get it.